In the proper last gospel of today's Mass, our Lord tells the Pharisees, "Show me the coin of the tribute." And St. Matthew says, "And they offered him a penny." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the old days, pennies used to be made out of copper. And a new one, why, it was bright and shiny. And if you had a mind to, you could take an old one home and clean it up, and it would be glistening, golden in its color. Last week, I spoke to you about how our Lord prepares us to offer to the Father the coin, the golden tribute of our prayer and our lives, how our Lord comes to us sort of like a server with a glistening golden ewer and a basin in his hand and a towel on his arm, and how our Lord kneels down before us to clean us up and to make us worthy of Almighty God. Saint Gertrude once was wondering, of all of her wonderful visions, which would be most useful to tell the people. And our Lord told her in her own heart, it would be the greatest use for them to know and remember that I'm always interceding for everyone before the Father. That just as they stain their hearts through human frailty constantly, I offer to the Father the expiation of my most pure heart. And as they commit sinful deeds with their hands, so too I offer to the Father and lift up to him my hands pierced with the nails on the cross. So as they constantly make mistakes and err, I constantly appease the Divine Father so they may obtain pardon and repentance. But there's another vision of St. Gertrude that's very interesting. She saw the Sacred Heart of Jesus like a golden thurible, smoking with the finest perfumed incense and offered up to Almighty God. That's the coin I want to tell you about today, whereby we pay perfectly our tribute to our great God and King. Did you ever have the occasion to see a thurible? I have a thurible here at the ready, as it happens. A thurible comes from the Latin word, or the Greek actually, for incense, frankincense, aromatic gums that grow on certain short trees in Arabia and Somalia. These perfumed spices are placed on hot charcoal inside the thurible, and that's how you get the smoke and the sweet smell. Now, this thurible was donated to us by Jack and Diane Powell, and it's a favorite of ours because it has a nice big belly that holds lots of red hot charcoal. And there's no altar boy who begins, who doesn't earnestly desire the day when he might be a thurifer, because then he gets to light all the charcoal and produce all of that smoke. And generally, they do that pretty well here, our thurifers do. We're a little low on thurifers at the moment, but there's some new ones in training that will be making their debut shortly. Now, the thing about a thurible is this, that every now and again, you've got to get it cleaned. Chris Ritzy does that for us now, God love him. Tom Simpson did it for years. And it takes a lot of scrubbing, and sometimes hours, to clean a thurible well. Because as soon as you use it once, it starts to get dirty. And you can see the gums that are already adhering to the openings in this golden, actually brass, shiny thurible. As soon as you use it, it starts to get dirty. But God means that it should be so. Now, we ourselves in our life are not really so far different from that thurible. Almighty God shows us the heart of his Son like a thurible. He wants our heart to burn like a thurible before him, to give him the incense of our praise and of our worship. The story of a thurible is, in a sense, meant to be the story of our life if one day we will be saints in heaven. Today, we have to be a censer full of hot coal burning and producing a fragrant smoke to rise up before the throne of God. Now, a thurible's finest hour, that for which it is made and filled and prepared, is the Mass, the consecration, the elevation, and then the benediction of the Blessed Sacrament. That's why it's there. That's why it's there. What about you? There is no Mass that's ever offered without the thurible being present, even though we don't use the censer at every Mass. But there must be that sacred heart of our Lord offering his all up to God the Father. But when the Mass is over, the thurible is put away in the sacristy. But you all have to be carrying that thurible of yours with you at all times. Last week we had such a good attendance for the 40 hours opening Mass, the Masses Saturday, and especially the closing service again on Sunday night. I put a letter, an old letter, a lady wrote to a Franciscan father at the old St. Anthony Messenger magazine in 1946. I put it in the bulletin, and I'd like you to read it today when you get home. This lady is wondering why it is that so many Catholics never make it to a daily Mass. She says she was taught not to miss whenever an opportunity presented itself. And please God, she says, I shall attend daily as long as possible. Why should we hesitate to make an extra effort to attend the greatest of all sacrifices, the graces of which are numberless? Father, she asks, are people ignorant or are they cold? Why are Catholics so lax in attending Mass during the week? If they couldn't go every day, they could go at least occasionally. Why let Christ come down from heaven in the presence of just a handful of eager souls when so many could be there? Jesus, she continues, gave us the Mass as the price of his own blood. And yet, how few long for this sacrifice being renewed on our altars. St. Teresa once asked our Lord, Lord, what can I do for you? And our Lord said to her, go to Mass. Now, looking at my own weak self, I marvel that we poor humans have such a kind and generous God, and yet we dare to ignore him. That's the truth of it. If you were to take your thurible, your heart, to daily Mass, how quickly you would advance in sanctity. But after all, there is distance, and after all, there are duties, and these things sometimes make our thurible wait in the sacristy from Sunday to Sunday till we can get here again. Well, that's all right. But is it? No, it's not. Years ago, way back in the days when they used to allow smoking on airplanes, some of you may remember those days, I was in Venice with Father Cicada, and I bought a little tiny thurible made out of silver. And I remember kidding with Father Cicada that now, look, I've got my own traveling thurible, and I could conduct solemn vespers right there on their airplane as soon as the pilot turns off the no smoking sign. Well, of course, now there couldn't be any more incense when you travel on the plane, so that wouldn't work. But there's still a way that it would work for you to take your thurible with you. I refer to the chains and the fragrant incense and the powerful prayer of the rosary. This is the thurible, hot, burning, filled with coal, which if you use it devoutly, this too will make you a saint. Wasn't our heart burning within us when we walked along with him and we spoke to him? St. Luke writes of Easter Day, when our Lord appeared on the way to Emmaus. Is our life meant to be any different? No. when we walk the way of the mysteries, joyful and sorrowful and glorious, our heart, like hot charcoal, burns within us with every proper sentiment of love and of faith and of sorrow for our sins and of hope, of real holy exaltation and all of the rest. And even if you don't quite manage that burning meditation in your soul, sometimes it doesn't seem to be given to us, does it? Nevertheless, you know that the chains hold precious prayers, that each one of those Our Fathers, Hail Marys, and Glory Bes brings such a reward in heaven. There was a nun once who suffered. She died after 7 years of a very, very painful chronic illness. She came back. She appeared to another sister in the convent, and she told her, "I would come back in an instant and go through all of the suffering of those 7 years of illness, all of that pain, to gain the merit of being able to pray one more Hail Mary." Do you see the power that we have with this thurible? If we only carry it with us, it won't burn a hole in your pocket. Or maybe it will, because it's burning a hole in your heart. This is why the good Lord made us. You've got to travel with a thurible, children. If you want one day to be saints, you have your little one, that's the rosary. And then you have the big one that's waiting in the sacristy off the altar for whenever you can come during the week to Holy Mass. Almighty God did not create us to work and to play, to make some sacrifices and sacraments, and maybe manage not to be too bad. There is more to our life than paying bills and having fun and filling our bellies with food and drink and our minds with worry and woe and our hands with work. God didn't make us just for that. He made us for heaven. And if we're going to get to heaven, there's not a one of you I want to see anymore without your thurible. That is to say, for boys it's easy. You put your rosary in your pocket. Always do that. For girls, you'll manage one way or another. You know best. But keep a rosary with you always and use it well and devoutly. It's your thurible. Well, I see many saints here today, but none of you have come dressed as a censer, as a thurible, I don't think. And after all, there is no saint censer in the calendar, is there? There's no feast day of a thurible, although maybe there should be one for those who clean them, because that's a very hard job to perform. But think again. The Feast of the Sacred Heart is the Feast of the Holy Thurible. And if one day you all grow up to become saints, and that's the only reason we are here on earth, is to become saints, it will be because all of you, long after you've forgotten your plate with the eyes and your beard and your halo and your chasuble and the rest, it's because all of you have never forgotten. Go nowhere without your thurible. God bless you. God make you a saint. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.